Hello, everyone. Welcome in once again to Affirmations for Living. And of course, I am your host, Reverend Dr. Edvige. It is my absolute delight to be with you each and every week. This is all about an upbeat discussion as we look deeper into spiritually based principles that can truly change your life. For indeed, it is your birthright to live with passion, to prosper, to have purpose. And so each week I like to bring guests on that will help with that process. And this week is certainly no different. I have actually a good friend. He's becoming, Kane is his name, and he is the founder of the Clearing Institute. And he will be joining me in a minute or so. And we're going to be discussing once again, I don't know if you've he's been on every other month, so he's going to be coming on because it's really important that we understand this idea of higher level clearing. You know, we hear so much about peeling back the layers of the onion and getting to the root of your issues, you know, whether you talk about subconscious things that we're dealing with or past lives that we're dealing with, but there are deeper levels and layers to really clear if we are to move through this idea of awakening. And so he will be joining us in a few moments to go over those many facets of your higher level clearing. But first, I always want to remind you of the things that I offer. As you may know, we have a wonderful app called Awakened, AWAKENED. It's a free app available on all smartphones. I invite you to download that. Every Monday, I send out affirmations, and we know that those are those words we use, right? To create the new belief systems about ourselves. So I invite you to download the app and to receive that affirmation every Monday, as well as my book is almost ready. It is being edited, and I'm really excited about that. It's called You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening. And it truly is a journey to self-discovery. So it's going to be released probably towards the end of September. So I invite you to continue to look for that. If you've not signed up for my app, it'll be there. Also, if you haven't signed up for my newsletter, I definitely will be giving notice as to when it's ready so you can go out there and do pre-sales for me. That would be great to everyone listening. And of course, I do spiritual life coaching and energy work. So if you want to connect with me on my website, affirmationsforliving.net, I invite you to do so and really, truly develop the skills, the tools to help you create the life and that you deserve. So with that said, I think we're going to go ahead and bring Kane in. Kane, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello.
How are you? Thanks for having me again.
You are welcome. Did you like your intro?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for the camera.
And so here we are once again, because the complexities of this clearing thing are, you know, it's quite a bit. And there are so many different levels and layers to it. But with you, I really like to focus on the higher levels of clearing, you know, because what you do is so unique. There are so many you can go to who can clear, you know, past life issues, whatever, emotional trauma, you name it, those things that are, you know, right here with you in the now moment. But to get to the deeper levels, to really, really understand how divine we are and that there's so much more to us. It takes someone like you to truly be able to explain that. And so, you know, once again, just tell us a little bit about who you are and this amazing work that you do.
Well, and like you said, I'm founded the Clearing Institute, and the mission behind the Clearing Institute is to guide, to provide guidance and support for the individual who is going through the natural clearing process. Now, the natural clearing process, of course, leads you to the natural awakening / transformational process.
Mm-hmm.
This is important now because this is a time of planetary clearing / awakening / transformation. And this is a natural process that everybody is embarking on. Of course, many have been on this process for a long time. Many are coming into the process for the first time, in conscious awareness at least, and being more present with it and understanding it more, becoming more aware of it. So that's the mission behind the Clearing Institute, to offer that service of guidance support through clearing work. And what I like to say is clearing and clarity. We bring clearing and clarity. With more clarity, more clearing. With more clearing, more clarity. Eventually, there's no more clearing. There's only clarity.
Now, and that's a good thing, the eventual part, because it's so very interesting. You know, when you think you've done the work and you've cleared past lives, right? I remember when the process started for me, probably 5 years ago, I think that I've really been hands-on, and that's what my book is about, this process. Literally, yes. I've been visited by benevolent beings, and yes. They started the process for me because of, you know, the codes and the things that I hold. So it's really important that I had this awakening earlier on.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I mean, my higher self would come in and we would go do soul retrievals before I even knew what a soul retrieval was. However, saying that, you know, and I mean, I've done a lot of clearing, it's so fascinating to me that when you and I will have a conversation, that something at a higher level, you know. And so once again, let's explain how there's us and then above us is soul, and then above soul is higher self. And above higher self is essential self. And above essential self is oversoul. And then there's universal source. And so it's at all of these layers. So just when you think you've done enough work to see your light body descend upon you, like my light body descended upon me, right, last year, and I'm vibrating and pulsing, and I can heal people, and I can do this, and I can leave my body at will and travel, there's still more clearing to do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I'm just so fascinated by that. I have to ask, how many layers, how many levels is there of clearing? So I said soul, higher self, essential soul. How many layers up? So at essential soul, are we still clearing?
Oh, yes. I mean, it's a bit unique because, for example, just to backtrack it to the conscious awareness in human terms, of course, like you said, we are clearing through what I like to call mud and debris. Like that mud and debris is unresolved energies, unexpressed energies from the past that affect you in the now. Mm-hmm. Now, there's also quote unquote unseen or hidden forces, which I call negative interference or negative influences, that play a part of it as well. Mm-hmm. Now, in the human levels, of course, the mud and debris are these unresolved energies of past lives. Subconscious fragments that came about through past life experiences. You got emotional layers, mental layers, blockages. You have transformation of inner archetypes. You have many different things that need to take place, including different things in the different chakras, opening, blossoming, increasing vibration of the auric fields and the energy bodies, the energy templates. And all of that naturally evolves with each clearing you go through. So naturally, as you clear, the chakras open, blossom, increase vibration, your energy body increases vibration, gets wider. Auric fields also expand tremendously and change, even sacred geometrical forms change. So I like to say, of course, it's not a modality or a technique because it's just an organic natural process that we just allow to happen. Now, we're not doing anything at all. We're just allowing it to happen in this higher flow of energy consciousness. Your own natural flow of energy consciousness flows through you and brings about this naturally arising transformation. So, and just before I move on to the higher level of clearing, just to say that the clearing work, basically in a nutshell, is you being a channel of this highest light, this highest light of awareness and the highest light of the unified field of consciousness, and allowing things to dissolve in that. So like when you and I talk, I usually say, okay, let's look at that. Let's be with that. And then, okay, we connect to this layer of a past life. We just connect, be with it. And it immediately starts to express itself. Remember that unresolved energy equals unexpressed energy. So as we bring awareness to it, it immediately starts to move, express itself, and expresses itself out of existence. Why? Because it's a finite energy. It's just a layer. It's not the true you. It's just a layer that is there. So having said that, again, just to make clear, we're just bringing anything of it into that light, and anything that is not of that light, that is not of the highest light, dissolves in that light. It cannot coexist with that highest light. Therefore, it's a natural clearing process, right? So I'm not the one doing anything. It's not a decision. Oh, you know what? Let's clear this. Let's clear that. No, let's bring all that is influencing you in the now. Let's bring it all into that light, of course, as much as possible in any given moment. Let's bring it all and let it dissolve, express itself, but existence dissolve in that light. And never being worried about, oh, maybe we should, there's no worry in that, because it's just going to dissolve if it does not match the frequency of the highest light.
And so you don't necessarily need to say, okay, I think I'm having this problem. Really, it's about just going with the flow, seeing what comes up, because what comes up is what probably should be addressed at that time. So don't 100%. Have any preconceived ideas as to what you need to be released and addressed, because spirit, source, will bring it up naturally, and then that's 100%. What is released.
100%, for sure, yes. So usually I tell people, you can bring something that you like to address. So I usually give the option, okay, we can mention things, issues that you like to look at and see what's behind them, the unresolved energy or any sort of influence and interference, or we can just allow it to flow and see what comes up in this natural flow. Now, I usually say, or we can do both. Let's start with one, two, or three, or whatever things that we want to specifically look at, and then we can go into this soul flow, meaning from this higher awareness, highest perspective. And I usually call that the soul list. So I said, okay, are we done on the human levels, concerns, issues? If you like, we can move to the soul list, which is from your own higher consciousness. Say, okay, we have this top list here. We should work on this and this from a higher perspective. So we go down that soul list. So, and this, of course, just it's somewhat silly, but just as a metaphor for ease of communication that I bring to people, let's work on the human list, and then if you like, we have time, or let's just work on the soul list, and then I keep it at those two levels. Now, of course, when you talk about higher levels of clearing, we can go beyond just the soul list. We can go say, let's look at the higher soul, essence soul, over soul, the universal soul, and that's of course the highest level of soul in this harmonic universe. So, I don't know, should I go
what kind
that,
of issues? Well, yeah, absolutely. See, because I want everyone to know this is a process. And so, okay, so we've cleared things at the human level, and then we might have issues at the soul level. But let's explain why we're going to even have issues, because, you know, we have past lives in this lifetime and soul groups. And so that also exists at these higher levels.
Well, yes. The thing
so how
is,
many levels up does that kind of thing, does it exist, and how many levels up do we have these soul groups?
It's a little bit different once you get out of the human levels of the human instrument levels. So, of course, the human is physical, etheric, / energy, emotional, mental, right? Mm-hmm. Of course, you have physical, which is, I'm going to go through that again. Physical, which is lower etheric, then you have higher etheric, lower emotional, lower mental, higher mental. So those, you know, just to be specific. Now, of course, each of those levels, fields are connected to the different chakras. Mm-hmm. So the forehead is higher mental, throat is lower mental, heart chakra is higher emotional, solar plexus is lower emotional, umbilical cord, belly button is higher etheric. The sex chakra, the pelvic chakra, is lower etheric. And then, of course, you have going down, you have the roots. And, of course, you do have levels of chakra outside the body going down into the earth and so forth, and the chakras above the head and so forth. So having said that, in those levels of human instrument levels, which play a part in the conscious human awareness, they are mostly unresolved energies, unexpressed energies, unresolved issues, unresolved emotional frequency, and things of that nature. Now, what I call mud and debris in those the human levels. So that's a little bit different, because why? That only arises because, and of course, because We have been in an unnatural level of disconnection on Earth for the past thousands and thousands of years, especially since the fall of Atlantis. It really got really bad as far as levels of disconnection of the remaining human population and then moving forward. So we have a very diminished human instrument at the moment. And on top of that, disconnected. Disconnected from what? From this higher flow of consciousness and energy flowing through the human level, the human instrument at all those levels we mentioned. Mm-hmm. Now, without this river flowing, what happens in those pools of waters of the chakra? You start to accumulate stuff. That's why I call it mud and debris. You start accumulating mud, you start accumulating debris. Emotional, mental, etheric mud and debris. Which again, equals unresolved energy, which equals unexpressed energy. So let's say in a given past life, a situation occurs. It is too much for that given self, that disconnected self at that moment. Of course, that disconnected self is not in the flow. So it's very easily, that energy system very easily overwhelmed. If it's very easily overwhelmed, it cannot fully express all that energy that is created in that disconnected state. So you're always going to have left over. Now, once you have left over, the disconnected human mind, egoic construct, inner dynamics immediately has this reaction to push it down, push it backwards. I don't want to deal with it. It's too much. It's too hard, which is understandable, right? There's no right and wrong. This is just a fact. So then you start creating reservoir of those unresolved energies. Now, of course, we've had in the past thousands of years, many lifetimes there have been very harsh, emotionally, mentally, energetically, very harsh. So even easier to accumulate those things. Now, why? And again, that's built into that disconnected state, unnatural disconnected state, which that river of light is not flowing through the pools of water of the chakras. It accumulates. It gets pushed in, out. The older it is, the more condensed it gets. You start getting blockages with layers around blockages and so forth.
So it's as simple as, for example, because I really want the audience to be clear, it's as simple as something like you have a boy child and you teach him that he shouldn't cry and express his feelings. So something happens to him that's traumatic and he's not allowed to express his feelings because boys don't cry. That unresolved energy is going to take him out the flow.
Oh, yeah, that's going to go somewhere in the reservoir. So, and that is definitely the biggest thing, that unexpressed emotion, energy, feeling, mental, or even mental energy and so forth. So, of course, you can have those levels of unresolved energies generated in this lifetime as well. But if you take into account that you've had hundreds of lifetimes, of course, most of what is in the reservoir comes from those hundreds of previous experiences, because you have had hundreds of different experiences to accumulate things in. And then in this life, you've had 20, 30, 40, 50 years. So you're comparing hundreds and hundreds of years with 50 years. So that's why usually when you start going through the layers, it's, 90% chance, or of course, this is not scientific, I'm just saying 90% chance, overwhelming chance that it's going to connect to a previous layer from a previous lifetime. And you usually recognize that when when you react to things or your emotions, feelings, thoughts are out of proportion, meaning something triggers you and you immediately connect to the reservoir, let's say a reservoir of anger, and your reaction, emotion, or participation in a given situation or interaction is completely out of proportion. Of course, when you're in that, you become the anger, but most of the time, you only realize it after, oh my God, that was a bit too much. I mean, that was completely out of proportion. Of course, everybody around you will see that. Of course, seeing yourself is usually the most difficult part. But you can recognize that in that way. If it's out of proportion, it's because it's about something else. It's about something deeper. It is just that given current situation just touched on that reservoir, and you open the gates, and that deeper reservoir comes out.
Wow.
And it's out of proportion.
It's so important. We can no longer put those things in tiny little boxes and pretend that we don't have issues and that they don't exist. It's so vitally important that we address things as they happen and that we learn how to release and let go and forgive and move forward. because they can truly hold, those are the chains that bind us.
Absolutely, 100%. And that's why I say that it's very important to have a self-practice of meditation, breathing, yoga, qigong, and of course, on my side of things, self-clearing, because that's my focus. So all those things are different aspects of this self-clearing practice that you can have, so you can start clearing out all those pockets of reservoir, blockages, layers, constructs, and all those different things. And, of course, as you connect to this higher flow that can flow through the human instruments, it will slowly clear the mud and debris, and more of the river flows through you, and more of the river of light of higher energy conscious of your own natural river of light of higher energy conscious, can reclaim those spaces within the human instrument. So if you clear out a pocket of unresolved energy, that space in your in the inner self was being occupied by that reservoir of anger, let's say. Now, once you clear through that and you allow the flow to naturally flow through you and replenish that, reclaim that space in you, okay, that's a whole other space in you that is full of your all your inner light. No more of that unresolved energy, just your own inner life flowing there. And the more you do that through your basement or slash sewer system or slash cave system, depends, some people like different metaphors. Of course, most people don't like the sewer system metaphor.
No, I don't think so.
I don't have a sewer system, but I'm okay with that, but I know most people are not. But so usually either the basement or the cave system, right? You have this cave that goes into the small caves, big caves. So that's actually not a bad one because, okay, let's look into the small cave. There's a little pocket or blockage here. In that big cave, there's something much bigger and so forth. So, and now are you going to that? Or when you're exploring the cave, you can hit different walls. So of course, another metaphor is walls you have to break through. A lot of these walls are self-defense mechanisms or what I call layers of resistance, which is quite natural. They are built into the egoic construct. They just naturally are built into the egoic construct. Now, just for a few moments to speak about the egoic construct or the ego. The ego or egoic construct or personality self is a montage, an accumulation, or a mosaic of all these unresolved energies and disconnected pools of water or the disconnected chakras that create this artificial entity, which I call this being of mud because it's made of the mud and debris, right? Or which is, of course, mud and debris includes pain, fear, anger, anxiety, insecurity, greed, all those frequencies and thoughts, and including thought forms. So the accumulation of that mosaic is the egoic kind, is the ego. So I just have to, I want to make that clear. What I want to make clear is that the ego self is not only those bad things, quote unquote bad, there's no judgment, there's no right or wrong. Those are not bad things per se. They're just frequencies, unresolved energy. So the good self is not only those quote unquote bad things, they're also the quote unquote good things. Why? Of course, this happens all the time. Good thing in the sense of what? Oh, that egoic self has a lot of strength. Well, yes, but that's false strength. A lot of the false strength can come from, can be built on top of layers of anger. And I see that all the time.
Yes, so, arrogance, for example.
Or arrogance, right? So that confidence is built on layers of arrogance, which, of course, behind arrogance, there is always going to be insecurity. That is without fail because that's just how the metaphysics of the frequency work. Mm-hmm. Just like behind anger, there's always going to be pain. Always, because that frequency on the outside has to come from that inner frequency of that core of pain. There's no other way. And just to mention another one, whenever you see fear, whenever you see hate, you know that behind that hate has to be a core of fear. That's just how it is. There's no other way around it. You only get hate from that core of fear. There's no other way. So these are also important too, of course. This a little bit more information, higher level of information, even on human terms, meaning recognize all the frequencies, know where they're coming from, and addressing their root frequency. So if you see hate, yes, it's a layer. You clear through the layer. But if you don't clear through that core or fear, it's not a full clearing.
It's not a full clearing. Wow.
Yeah. So, and just in a nutshell, you clear through, let's use that example. You clear through that layer of hate, which is that outside layer that expresses outwardly. And it's almost like a self-defense mechanism protecting the core of fear. Huh? So again, there's no judgment at all. That's just the dynamics of the energy. That hate is protecting that fear. So now you go through the hate. You can be high levels of hate. And again, each layer has high levels or low levels. So it could be high levels of hate, low levels of hate, but it's still hate. You clear through that layer or go behind that layer, you're going to have a layer of anxiety, which is this gray layer. And then when you look and then go in the middle of that gray layer of anxiety, it's going to always be that fear. Now, each of those layers are going to have subconscious fragments in them. Why? Because the reason they exist in the subconscious energy, in the inner you, is because pieces of you are maintaining those layers, those spaces. So when you go into that layer of hate, there's a fragment there. It's constantly stuck in that energy, that layer, and is maintaining because that layer needs a consciousness to maintain mm-hmm. it, to maintain mm-hmm. itself.
So and that's the false layer. Programming that we talk about in your subconscious. That's all yes. the false programming going on in your subconscious mind. So that's why we talk about getting into the subconscious and reprogramming yourself. It's all the same thing. Clearing.
Clearing, absolutely. You clear, so you clear those layers, those fragments. Of course, as you clear, the layer kind of breaks down, dissolves. The fragment also goes through a little inner transformation. So if it's hate, we just be with it. We'll allow it to express itself. Ah, da, 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 da. No judgment, no right or wrong. Ah, I hate this. Hate. You hear, just be with it compassionately with a lot of love and light. And it dissolves itself. Why? Because unresolved energy is unexpressed energy. So when you are being with that in higher awareness, it expresses itself out of existence. Like this little ball that runs itself out. Mm-hmm. So once it does that, it dissolves and liberates that piece of consciousness, that piece of light from that fragment, and that goes back to wholeness. So once you do that at the hate, you do that at the anxiety layer, and then at the core fear. And of course, that at the core fear, you have to bring a lot of higher awareness and love and light, because that is going to be the more condensed. That layer is going to be in an even more stuck condition. But you bring that. You go right into that layer, you deal with that fragment, and you allow it to express itself out. But again, importantly, no identification with that layer and fragment, no judgment, and only full acceptance. If there's no full acceptance, there's no full clearing. You cannot clear if you do not accept.
If you do not accept, exactly. That's a real important step.
That is a main foundation. Whatever you don't accept, well, let's do it again. Whatever you judge in some way, you don't fully accept it. And whatever you don't fully accept, you get to keep it. So if you judge it, you're not fully accepting it. And though any level of that which you're not accepting, you are denying. And if you deny, you get to keep it. So that's not a full clear. So no identification, no judgment. And again, no identification. Why? Because you're not engaged. You're in that observer mode. You're just being aware of being awareness. Being aware of that, not being that, being aware of it, allowing it to express itself, no judgment, which equals full acceptance. Full acceptance means bringing all of it to that light of awareness, to that light of highest awareness, and allowing all of it to dissolve. So once you go into the core and dissolve that fragment, you dissolve the layer and fragment, and then it's a full clearing. Now, just to bring a higher level of information on that, mm-hmm. Sometimes that core, let's use that same example. Sometimes that core of fear, which is an individual core of that blockage of fear, it's in the individual, it's in you. Sometimes that actually, you can actually go sometimes inside the fragment, that fragment inside that core, which is a pretty dark space already. So usually I see like a circular cave harboring that fragment, and sometimes you go into that fragment. And then you travel through the fragment into a collective subconscious energy space. Now, that's not all the time, but sometimes. And what does that do? What that does, the not beneficial aspect of that is that it is always constantly replenishing that core. So let's say you work through it a little bit, you dissolve it, or you express it a little bit. But because that core, that fragment is connected to that collective consciousness pool mm-hmm. of energy of fear, it is almost like an endless pool of energy for that core. So you have to clear. You have to go to that core. Clear. Go in. If that's the case, you go into the fragment. You go through the fragment into that collective space, and then you rescue the part of you that is in that collective energy experience space, clear that in that collective pool, in that collective space, and then once you clear that there, I usually call those spaces of desolation, which is like a, metaphorically speaking, deserts of black sands, in dark deserts of black sands, just places of desolation where many fragments are just walking about in isolation and desolation in whatever frequency it may be. So then you clear that aspect of you there, and that brings that, it starts disconnecting your inner blockage from that collective space, and then it really starts to dissolve, and then that's a full clearing. Now, again, it's not always that it goes to a collective space, not always at all. Mm-hmm. So, but if it does, you need to follow it all the way through. That's why you're always in the flow of that clearing, that flow of clearing, because, and I, of course, in my own experience, if I'm not in the flow of clearing, it's not unlimited. If I'm just following, allowing the flow of clearing, how would I know that there is connected to that collective space of desolation? I wouldn't know the first time that I went to that space. How would I ever imagine that? I didn't know. But because I just allowed, I was just a path of just being there, just shining that higher light of awareness and allowing that flow of the clearing without doing anything at all, just being a conscious participant, observant, communicator of the consciousness to the other person and whatnot, or in me, it flows, it goes in there. So it's the same way with the higher levels of clearing at the soul, higher soul, it's just in that high, and that's in that flow of consciousness of clearing. So moving from that lowest level of the subconscious and now going to the higher levels of soul, levels of clearing, the first thing that usually comes up at the soul level is soul.
And you know,
wounds.
Before we, let me interrupt, because before we explain what the soul level clearing is, and we're going to actually just do for this episode soul, and we'll get to the other layers next time. We'll do one each time. So first of all, let's be clear on the soul and what the soul is. Then let's move into why it needs to be cleared. So yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for setting that up.
That's what I do.
Right past that.
Because we have to understand that so many people listening, you know, they don't know these things. And yes, they hear this idea of soul, but they don't know what that means. Or they hear this word of spirit, and they don't really know what spirit is. And so it's us to inform. That's what this is all about, giving you the tools.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So, again, thank you very much for that. So let's address then the soul field of consciousness and the spirit, or what I call source within. But I think those two will be a good thing to address right now.
Okay.
So the soul field of consciousness, I mean, the first thing to be aware of is that the soul is not inside of you as the human. The human levels are actually inside the soul field of consciousness. So I usually like to use the metaphor of those Russian dolls. So if you get the smallest Russian doll, let's call that the physical body, and then around the physical body you have the bigger Russian doll, which is the emotional body, and then around the emotional body you have the mental body, and those are the human levels instrument. Now, you place those dolls inside of each other, which are the human levels of expression and instrument. That is actually inside this big circle. Let's call it the big circle around. That big circle around the Russian dolls is the soul field of consciousness.
Wow.
So that is the first level of connection, right? You're connecting the flow of consciousness, soul level consciousness, allowing it to flow into and through the human channel. So if it can flow into the crown chakra, and then the higher mental, lower emotional, higher etheric, through the body into the roots, and then you're rooting, you're anchoring those soul levels of energy and consciousness onto the planet. And the more you clear, the more that soul level of conscious energy flows through the human instrument. And the more you are an expression of your true purpose, your true you, your true self, your soul self. Now, that's part of the clearing. That comes more soul level clarity, more soul level purpose, more soul level of expression, more soul level of inspiration. I usually find the artists are very much in that flow most of the time, or very naturally connect to that flow once they're guided into it. It's very natural to them because that is also that flow of inspiration that comes from beyond the mind. It comes not from the mind, it comes through the mind. And the mind expresses it because that's what the mind does. Right? So the mind in a disconnected state is only expressing mental energies in that mental bubble or subconscious energies. So that's the disconnected human self. So once you are aware of that, it's sometimes hard to blame that self because that's the false self.
Okay, clarify that and say that again, because that's really an important thing, because we think our mind is our soul, right? Our mind is our spirit. So really clarify so that they understand how it's not.
Absolutely. And of course, even the medical establishment and medical establishment will say they've studied the brain back and forth, but they cannot explain or even give you a sentence of how the brain generates consciousness. Well, because it doesn't, right? So the brain interprets consciousness. It interprets consciousness into mental energy. So the higher mental gives you this higher mental picture, big picture perspective, higher mental ideas, broad perspective. The lower mental interprets consciousness into detailed analysis, breaks it down into words, and so forth. So all of this not only the chakras, higher mental, lower mental chakra, but the brain itself is just a...
computer.
Yeah, it's a computer, but there's a word that's usually used sometimes, conductor, but also those things they use on the electric grid to downgrade the energy so it can be used. I don't know. It's fine. So it interprets consciousness. So in a disconnected state where the human mind is not fully flowing or connected to soul level consciousness, it is only expressing that the energies within that bubble. So subconscious energy, mental layer energy, egoic construct levels of expression, and so forth. So, and remember, imagine this Russian doll disconnected from the pool of water, or that lake of the soul field of consciousness, so that water of the soul is not flowing through the mind. But once it starts flowing, and that is what most people call inspiration, oh, it just came to me, just like that. Why? Mm-hmm. Because it did not come from the computer of the mind. It was not a process of 1 + 1 = 2. It was just there. I just allowed it. Even Einstein would say, moments I would get stuck, I would just, I mean, of course, I'm totally paraphrasing, but I remember reading it. He would just come to him. He would just allow it to come to him. And then he would have an insight or an inspiration. And then he would use the mind to quote unquote, understand that inspiration and that 1 second insight and so forth.
Exactly.
So that flow of inspiration. So that's why I say artists or people that are in creative fields are usually used to connecting to that flow of inspiration. It's very natural for them to allow this flow, what I call the flow. I have a website just for the flow, which is betheflow.com, separate from the Clearing Institute, because it's so important and that's like a basic foundation. So for people that don't want to get into all that Clearing Institute stuff, like our past lives, soul levels, I don't know about that. Well, you definitely should know about the flow. So betheflow.com is for the flow, and it's just simply connecting the human levels with the soul level of conscious energies flowing through them. And of course, there's higher levels of flow once you start allowing higher levels of flow to flow down the soul levels, including all the way down through the human instrument levels. Now, I don't know if it's clear, but again, I have diagrams of these things on my website. If you go to theclearinginstitute.com, there's a page called Diagrams, and it's actually going to have this one as well. So the soul field of consciousness, and inside the soul field of consciousness, the mental, emotional, energy, and physical bodies inside of each other. So this is the main important thing, allowing this Recleaning process. Why? So because it's a natural relationship. Mm-hmm. The human instrument is naturally supposed to express soul level or the true you. That is what has been lost. That is why I call this unnatural, disconnected state, where the true you is actually not being expressed through the human instrument. Only the egoic or personality self is mostly being expressed through the human instrument. That is why you start noticing that difference in the awakening process. You see more clarity, more awareness, mm-hmm. deeper
Absolutely.
Knowingness,
yep.
higher levels of expression, purpose. This is all coming as the true you is flowing and reclaiming the human levels of instrument. As it flows through the mental chakras, it starts clearing out and reclaiming the mental chakras. And with that reclaiming, there's more clarity, more purpose, more broader understanding, more broader view of things. It reclaims emotional fields. It flows through the emotional fields and chakras. It starts clearing. You start regaining emotional freedom and expansion, and as well as the etheric levels and physical levels and so forth. So this is the foundation. This is the true, what I call the true self-clearing, self, including self-healing, self-balancing, and self-harmonization. So if you do any work which is not connecting to this higher flow to permanently, constantly be flowing through the pools of water, so if you're not allowing working for the river of light to naturally start flowing again, that remembrance, that reallowance of the river of light to flow through the pools of waters of the auric fields and chakras, that is the main foundation. And in there is self-clearing. There is self-healing, self-balancing, self-harmonization. So that is usually the first thing I do with everyone. Because then once that is reestablished, and by the way, this is not even a big deal because it's natural. I'm used to that. I have as an initiator of the flow, which is not even something special because once you're in the flow, you are in presence of flow. Flow naturally arises. So once flow naturally arises, all I do in conscious awareness is guide your conscious awareness through the initial levels of clearing to allow the initial levels of flow to start regaining its flow into and through the human levels of the chakras, energy system, physical body, mm-hmm. slowly and gradually. And then there we start doing clearings, the deeper levels of clearing. But by then, the river is flowing. So things are dissolving, goes in the river, clears in the river. More the river flows as it's clearing, regains and replenishes whatever is being cleared out in that inner space, and then through your energy system.
Wonderful.
So I hope that's clear. I'm not sure, but I hope so. And again,
yes.
There's diagrams of that on the DeclareInstitute.com, the diagrams page.
So then we know what soul is now. Now let's address just a little bit more about then how would we go about clearing? What sort of things are issues at soul level?
Good, yeah, because the soul is, of course, an independent. It is an independent being, soul being, spiritual being, that is independent of the human self. So if the soul is not choosing to be, and again, I'll circle back to this, because the soul being is not the spirit. Like the spirit, like, oh, I'm seeing a spirit over there, or that mm-hmm. this person, and now it's a spirit. No, it's different, right?
Mm-hmm.
So just before I move on, the difference is, let's say you lose the physical body, and then that energy, emotional, mental body are now outside the physical body because it died away or it was lost. That's the spirit that usually people call the spirit or the discarnate self. Meaning, but you still have the three other Russian dolls, energy, emotional, mental. So those Russian dolls are still inside the soul field of consciousness. You know what I mean?
Yes. So just because we take away the inner level, the physical, but all the other levels are still there just because the physical isn't there. And that's to let people
exactly.
know that you don't necessarily need the physical. Well, you don't need the physical to exist. We exist
exactly.
without the physical.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And then what usually happens is if you lose the physical body and then you have the energy, emotional, mental, most spirits that are stuck in the lower levels that you can see, they're walking around, they still have the energy, etheric, emotional, mental levels. Once they shed away the etheric, then they can move on into the higher astral, let's say. But that's still, they still have the emotional, mental. Now, and then sometimes when you see orbs, those are just mental bodies, right? Mm-hmm. So, and of course you can, and then the soul conscious can be liberated from the orb as well. And then it's just back to the pool of that lake of consciousness, that soul being. So, of course, that is the natural transition that is supposed to happen. That is why I call this past cycle of reincarnation a false cycle of reincarnation, where we ping-pong back and forth. So you lose the physical body, the Russian dolls kind of play around here, go to the astral, go all kinds of things, and it's still in this connection. So the spirit in the astral level can still be in this connection. It does that self, and those Russian dolls still doesn't know itself to be the true you. It's not, you understand? It doesn't mm-hmm. know.
And so, then it incarnates again, so it already has a disadvantage.
Exactly. That is why you keep accumulating. You keep having, we've had many, many hundreds of lifetimes in this connection, right? So the spirit goes, it does whatever it does on the astral levels or other levels, or higher, it doesn't matter where it is, it's doing something. And then it connects to other disconnected selves that are part of what I call the spiritual hierarchy that was created around the self, the path of the self. So you go, I go as a spirit, and then my teacher or master, you now go back. Or they go into sometimes, and I've visited many times, they go into a court system. Oh, you didn't learn this and this. You got to go back as a Chinese woman, and you got to go through this or whatever. So that's all the spiritual hierarchy level of disconnected self perpetuating the false cycle of reincarnation. And then you keep ping-ponging and accumulating. That's why it doesn't work.
Well,
that's why now...
We have to remember that on another episode, we're going to talk about how to break the incarnation wheel. Because then, because that's very readily important. If we don't get it, right, if we don't clear all these layers, then we just keep coming back. The object
absolutely.
Of this lifetime, this awakening, is about clearing those layers, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely.
But fascinating.
That's the main priority.
Yes.
That's the main. From the soul level perspective, that is always the main priority. That's why I usually say, if that's the main priority from the soul level perspective, any other priority at the human level compared to that is not the main priority. I'm not saying you cannot have human goals and whatnot. Yes, they should of course ideally be aligned with soul level purpose, ideally. So, but from the soul level perspective, the main important thing from that soul field of consciousness is to clear all the mud and debris. So that aspect of itself, which is in incarnation, can be freed. So this is about soul freedom, the soul level freedom. So, that's the truth of that. It's soul level freedom, or liberation of the soul.
Wow.
And this is not even so much an achievement. It's a natural state. The soul being free, a sovereign free soul, is a natural state of the soul.
Exactly.
That is why the main priority of the soul is to clear or remove anything that it does not allow itself to be in its natural sovereign state. And of course, being stuck in a false reincarnation cycle, it is the antithesis of that. Or that aspect of soul that is stuck in the Russian doll.
Mm-hmm.
So the second transition after physical death would be to shed away all the other layers, and that aspect of soul within the Russian dolls to go back, that water inside the Russian dolls to go back to the lake of soul field of the lake of the soul, the lake of the soul field of consciousness, the waters of the soul. So. Like the water in a cup going back to the pitcher, and that's the pitcher is the soul.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can have the cup of water ping ponging, and each time it comes down, it gets dirtier. And then you go up, you don't clear the water doesn't go back clear water doesn't go back to the pool of water, to the pitcher, and then it keeps coming. So usually people even Plato would say, but that's the plant growing through the vases. Well, that's the self, the false egoic self. That's why I call it the path of the self, which is growing in that vase. It's a disconnected self. The soul mm-hmm. there's a difference between the path of the self, the disconnected self, and the true soul's journey, the true soul evolution of the soul being, which is that soul field of consciousness, which has its own journey, which of course we can talk, and I think we should definitely talk about this the next time, the different soul frequencies, the different tree of souls, and each tree has its own soul frequency, and each soul frequency has its own natural path of evolution towards back to oneness. So, for example, my own tree of strength and compassion, the two frequencies of my tree of souls, has its natural path through the frequencies of balancing, harmonizing, and becoming the highest expression of strength and compassion back to oneness.
Okay. You know what? I have to stop you. We're out of time.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
So for those listening, you want to connect with Kane. He has two websites, betheflow.com and theclearinginstitute.com. Until next time, this has been just absolutely awesome. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Blessings to you.
Thank you, Luis. Thank you, everyone. Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And so there you have it, everyone. Another amazing episode of Affirmations for Living. And, of course, I am your host, Reverend Dr. Edvige. Don't forget to download the app, Awakened, because you can listen to all of this on the go, which is a wonderful thing. So until next time, take care of yourself. Be blessed. Bye-bye.